You are listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. Keeping your lawn green while conserving water during a drought may seem difficult. In some areas of the United States, people are turning to artificial grasses to save water. Joining me today is Kelly Cope, USU Turfgraft Specialist, to talk about artificial grasses. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Kelly. I'm happy to be here.
So is artificial turf the best way to save water on your lawn?
Well, that is a fairly complicated question. I would say that there are a lot of misconceptions about artificial turf in the landscape. The main ones are that there is absolutely no water required to maintain artificial turf. In the summer months, it can become extremely hot to the touch and to play on. And it also has some other requirements for cleaning that can require irrigation as well. The idea that it's a surface that doesn't require any water is incorrect.
So what are some downsides of using fake grass on your lawn?
Well, one is that the misconception about water requirements. Another is that when you replace natural grass with artificial surfaces, you lose a lot of the benefits that you get from natural grasses. Probably one of the biggest ones is the cooling effect that grasses have. Another negative, there are some pretty high costs to installation. The use of plastics in the environment isn't necessarily desirable, particularly when it comes time for disposal, because artificial turfs do not last forever.
You started to talk about the cost of this grass. Can you elaborate more on the differences in the cost between artificial and real grass?
Sure. I can tell you a little bit about the research that's been done, and there hasn't been a lot. And just to be clear, it's been more focused in the area of sports turf. But some of the research that's been done comparing what would be termed life cycle costs of natural grasses as compared to artificial turf grasses has shown that over the lifetime of those surfaces, natural grasses can be much less expensive. I mentioned previously there can be disposal costs. There are certainly costs with managing natural grass areas, for example, mowing, fertilization, management of insects and diseases. Now, having said all that, I do want to be clear that there are some situations where artificial surfaces are appropriate.
Yeah, why don't you go into some of the pros of having artificial turf?
A couple of the pros, and it's really climate dependent, but artificial surfaces can be really useful for areas where the growing season is very short and doesn't necessarily allow for natural grasses to recover from heavy sporting use. And that's really the area where I think that artificial surfaces can play a role.
Kelly Cope, USU Turfgrass Specialist, thanks again for joining me today.
You're welcome, Kaylee. Have a good day.
And be sure to tune in next week for more Extension Education Highlights. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.